As we do every Monday morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, we talk to the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Congratulations. Eight.
Hey, thank you, man.
That's right.
I appreciate that. I do, and we are.
Eight straight.
But that is eight straight. And how about that rookie QB that cost a lot less money than Tony Romo, huh?
Amazing.
Pretty good.
Dak played pretty well. He won his eighth in a row, which is exactly why I drafted him. I saw great eight in a row potential in him.
Wow. Did you? That was a good pick.
Yeah, very good pick. Very good pick. And you know who GM'd the hell out of that? That's me.
Yeah,
it
was you.
It was you.
GM'd the hell out of that pick.
If he's so good, why didn't you take him earlier?
Because I knew that I could get him where I got him. Didn't all have right. to waste a higher pick on him.
Okay, it worked out.
And I know that I said that Dak would start next week, but don't be surprised if I sneak Tony in there in the second half wearing a number 4 Prescott jersey.
And why would you do that?
Well, just hopefully that helmet will obscure him a little bit. We can get him a little bit of that rust knocked off of him in case we need him.
But for now, it's Dak's team, I guess.
For now. Yeah. Now, part of me feels like I got to put Tony back in there when he's healthy because that's what I originally said. But I guess old Trump's proved it that you could say something early and then distance from it later. So,
right.
Maybe I can go ahead and morph on over into the Dax or starter kind of position.
Yeah, I guess you could.
You can do whatever you want, I guess.
Hell yeah, I'm the GM.
That's right.
And the owner.
And when you've got smooth chocolate under center, you got to ride that hot cafe au lait hand as far as it'll
take. Gosh. Just say hot hand. That'll be fine.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. And I tell you, that Zeke Elliott,
yeah,
he continues to be my favorite millennial.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
While the rest of them millennials are out protesting our new president, hey, Zeke's in there making America's team great again.
Good point.
I don't even care about that goofy-ass haircut he's got anymore. That's fine.
Yeah, he's great.
And, you know, I've heard them say that black don't crack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But crack is all we saw when Dez squatted down after that touchdown.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Get him some new football breeches.
Unfortunate, because that was a nice moment.
Yeah. I just think he's sagging again.
Fire touching. Well, he didn't intend to sag. He's trying to pray or something. But sagging and praying don't mix well, in my opinion.
Yeah, well.
And did you see former Cowboy coach Todd Haley on the Steelers sideline yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What's with that beard?
Well, it's cold up north.
It looks like he should be on a no-fly list. He needs to shave that thing. He's looking a little too 5 prayers a day to me.
Jeez.
And guess who I gave the game ball to? You know, I'm the one who awards game balls in our locker room.
Oh, really?
I thought it was your head coach.
Yeah, usually the coach.
Yeah, well, it's me. Cowboys work different. Cowboys.
Who'd you give it to?
Mike Tomlin.
Oh, really?
That old fake Omar Epps attempting all them 2-point conversions. He deserves our game ball.
Definitely helped you.
Last time I saw that many drop deuces was inside the construction Porto led at the Star.
Boy, you got a million of them this morning. You are really fired up.
Did you see them 2 non-Spaldings in our suite yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even sure who they are.
I don't know who the real non-Spalding is anymore.
I don't either.
They're your grandkids.
It's like a mystery wrapped inside an enigma wrapped inside a mystery. After that last touchdown, I gave Steven a really big hug up in our suite.
Yeah, that was nice.
And I haven't hugged anyone that hard since Jimmy Johnson fell down that flight of stairs at Valley Ranch that time. So happy when he hurt himself. You know, I tell you who I couldn't award a game ball to is them referees. They sure had it in for us, didn't they?
You think so?
Yeah. Every call seemed to go against us so much. It felt like that time Gene drug me into marriage counseling. Everything I said was wrong in there. Everything was going against me.
That's personal. You don't need to know about that. That's way too personal.
Daddy, I finished them draftable player reports you asked me for, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that. Wow. Good job.
Must be
Sorry,
idiot.
I'm driving the kids to school right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Daddy, I was able to increase our brand awareness by 28% last week.
Thank you, Charlotte. Charlotte. I do appreciate
that. Well, okay.
She's in charge of that brand awareness.
Yeah, that's good. Sounds like
very nice. Very nice, Charlotte.
Going well,
I appreciate
there.
That, Charlotte Bridges.
I went number two in my poo-poo diaper.
Shut up, you idiot. Sturgeon there.
Only two of the kids are being productive.
He went number two, and it's really smelling up my
lasagna. Oh,
right. I gotta get going. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Happy eight in a row.
All right, eight in a row. There goes fake Jerry.